ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I wonder what the best thing you've ever won was. Was it the meat tray at your local RSL or pub? Maybe even a new car at a charity event. What about $1 million? Have you ever won $1 million before? And have you ever won $1 million after catching a fish? 19-year-old Maroombah man Keegan Payne from the Northern Territory town of Katherine has become the first person to win the Northern Territory's annual $1 million fish competition that's been running for nearly a decade. Now, I was supposed to speak to Keegan. There was a last-minute change of plans because Keegan's gone fishing. Keegan's dad, Brett Payne, welcome to you and congratulations to you and your son.
Thank you.
So where's he gone? He's literally gone fishing. He's already won $1 million. Why does he need another $1 million fish?
Oh, no, no. There's still some $10,000 fish out there and they've still got till midnight.
Nothing but entrepreneurial, your boy. Tell me, what went into this hunt for this $1 million fish? Was he out all hours of the night looking for this fish?
No. It's just something he does. You know, done all his life. He's a fisherman. He's just mad keen for fishing. All our kids are. So, yeah, it was just a night out fishing with one of his little sisters and a mate. And, yeah, they scored a $1 million fish.
And how did you find out about your son becoming a millionaire by simply catching a fish?
Well, they called me at about 12:30 at night to say that they actually had a tagged barramundi with the red tag in it. And I'll be honest with you, at 12:30 at night, I thought, yeah, you're having me on, guys. But they were adamant they had it, so it was a mad dash to get it from the river to our property, which is not far from the river.
Obviously, a lot of people over the competition have been hunting for this same fish. So what are the logistics to claim this $1 million? Obviously, as a young man, that's a lot of money, a great windfall, but how does it all work?
So basically, if you catch a red-tagged fish, you have to ring a 1-800 number to register that you've caught one. You know, someone rings you back because obviously it was 1 o'clock in the morning when we did it and no one wanted to answer the phone at that hour of the night. So they rang us back in the morning. They got the tag number off us, which they verified, yes, it is one of the fish that in this year's competition. They told us a little bit that it, you know, when they released it, it was 55 centimetres and it was now 67.5 centimetres, so it had grown 12 centimetres. And then we basically on Monday, that was on Saturday night or early Sunday morning, and then on Monday we had to come up here to Darwin, which is, you know, a three-hour drive, to actually have it verified because each one of those fish carry a little microchip in them. So to verify that it was one of the legitimate fish, and, yeah, they announced that, yes, it's was one of the $1 million fish.
What's the first thing he's going to buy, just briefly?
He's already picked out a boat and having it fitted out, a new boat.
More
he's already
fishing.
Got three boats. Yeah, more fishing.
It's a great story. Enjoy the moment. Brett Payne is the father of 19-year-old Maroombah man Keegan Payne, who's with you. First winner of the Northern Territory's annual $1 million barra comp. Great to talk to you, Brett.
No worries. Thank you.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.